How are you?
I'm doing well, yourself?
How you feeling after day number two?
Oh, it feels great. Gotta take it day by day. Today was a good day, just gotta keep stringing them along.
What's the biggest adjustment that you had to make?
To be honest, just a new atmosphere. Other than that, it's football. So being a smart player, coming in and doing your job, it's been the same way everywhere I've been.
Connecting with a new quarterback,
yes.
How key is that?
I think it's big time. You know, these are the days that you do it, training camp, to be able to connect so you get on that same page as soon as possible.
The intensity, the crowd and everything,
yeah.
Is this anything that you've experienced before?
No, absolutely. It's amazing. I mean, you can't ask more from your fans to come out here and motivate you every single day, day in and out.
And the intensity in terms of what Bill Belichick expects from you?
No doubt. I mean, hey, it's football. So he's going to expect a lot from us, and we got to give a lot in return.
Different than what you're used to?
I think it's the same. I'm here now, just so my focus is, you know, what's going on there.
Brandon, you mentioned the crowd, you know, the amazing crowd of just seeing them. What did you know from their reaction to just seeing Tom? I mean, did you pick up on that at all?
No, I did, and that's special. You got to respect them for that, and they come out here, and it seems like they do it every day. They don't get tired, so they right here during the dog days with us, so you got to thank the fans for that.
As a fellow player, and you see a guy who's been here for 18 years, that sort of relationship between a player and a team's fans, is it nice to see as a fellow player that exists?
Yes, of course. I mean, a lot of our game is due to fans, whether you believe it or not. So when they come out here like that, it's a great atmosphere, and for something to be like that 18 years and to get that, like I said, that's special.
Brandon, I know this is just day two, but how important is it for you to impress right off the bat?
You know, to be honest, I don't think about it. I just think about coming out here, playing my game, doing what I have to do. As long as I get better every day, that's all I'm worried about. Yeah.
Duel this morning talked about your work ethic, complimentary, of course. And I wonder if you could give some insight into maybe how that developed over time with you, where it came from.
I would have to say it came from my mom. Raising three boys on her own, working early mornings, multiple jobs. She was able to do that. She didn't sign up for that. I signed up for football. So she can do it, I can do it too. Yeah.
What kind of work did you do, or does do?
She worked in the warehouse, warehouse company, hat company, and after school program. So she dealt with a lot of bad kids.
Bill also talked about, you know, you learning the finer points of what you need to do, which is something that he's always stressing. Have you always been that kind of a guy, the finer points of the game, or is that?
Absolutely. I think this game is a lot about the little details. Because those little details, you know, you string those together, you get something special. If you forget about those, then you're just going out there every day and trying to check off the box, and that's what I'm not here for.
Did you always understand that, or have you?
Always, yes.
And what have you noticed about Tom Brady's just approach, you know, the way he goes about his job?
He's a professional. His approach to the game on and off the field is spectacular, and that's something that you look to and you try to model yourself after. Especially in the classroom and away from the game as well, as much attention to detail that he does. I look at that and I try to say, okay, I got a lot of improvement to do.
Is there like one example of an attention to detail, just even going back to the spring, that might stand out to you?
No, I just think altogether, he focuses on every single thing the same. And I think that's the hardest thing that you can do. But it seems like he do it very well.
Obviously, you got traded here. Was able to sign as a free agent, so you really didn't have a lot of choice in coming here. I'm just wondering if, after trepidation coming here initially, or excitement, and kind of how's that played out over the last?
Ecstatic, being able to come play for this organization for multiple reasons. I'm extremely excited, and I'm just blessed and thankful for the opportunity. The Kraft family, Coach Belichick, he went to bat for me, and I thank them for that. So I expect to give them my all in return.
We don't read too much into like single plays on the first or second day of training camp. Was there any like feeling of like excitement on the long one you hit yesterday, just after the way the practice unfolded?
The excitement with the crowd and just getting it going. Other than that, I feel like that's what I'm supposed to do. I've always been taught to act like you've been there, so that's nothing new.
Brandon, with this deep group of receivers here, I'm wondering how much you maybe studied or knew about these guys before when you came in. How much receivers study other receivers?
As a guy that respects the game, I knew a lot about the guys before I got here. And I respect each of their games. They're all different, and they bring something spectacular to the table, each and every one of them. So that's exciting, joining a group like that.
Yeah, that old cliche, you know, iron sharpens iron.
No doubt about it.
You know, is that something that was exciting about coming to this group, saying, like, these guys are all established guys, established receivers, and I can come in here and really learn from it and really contribute to this group?
Yeah, I mean, that brings the competition level up. Anytime you got the competition level high every single day, it should bring your best, and that's what you want.
Specific to the pace in which the Patriots practice, like, is this at all, like, eye-opening to you, or is it sort of the way it is?
I mean, it's just the way it is. You know, I know nothing else. I just feel like the speed that they practice at is what I've always, you know, worked at my whole life. Just one speed. And it's great that you have all 90 guys doing the same thing. That just brings the best out of your team. And seeing that from every single person, that's just going to help us to get better.
Thank you.
Thank you.